Preface. Mythology recounts that Medusa was a monster that lived in a cave and turned everyone who looked at her into stone. She lived in a country devastated by her curse. For these people to be freed, Medusa needed to be killed. Perseus wanted to free these people and to face her. He used a mirror to see her without having to look directly at her. Thus, he managed to slit her throat with a sword. When she died, the winged horse Pegasus was released from Medusa's womb. The myth of Medusa and Perseus contains four elements that correspond to the four aspects of the inner alchemical process: the mirror, the Medusa, the sword, and Pegasus. The mirror of Perseus, or mirror of the soul, represents the surface that reflects the image of what human consciousness perceives as reality, the boundary between the conscious and the unconscious. That mirror is the world we perceive with our consciousness. Medusa represents the invisible face of this consciousness, a monstrous being whose hair was serpents. It is the image that we project externally with our most striking traits, the most pronounced lines of our character and behavior. The mirror suggests that the logic of this narrative be reversed in order to understand how the inner combat works. To transform their state of consciousness, the seekers must recognize the reflection of their behavior in the way the world and people interact with them, and by recognizing that the reactions of their fellows are but a reflection of the way they themselves act, they can finally do something to change it. This process takes place in us from experience to experience until we reach the enlightenment of consciousness. And this light in us is so strong as to become a powerful tool, symbolically, a sword. Once illuminated by the light of the superconscious, consciousness reaches a new state of being, represented here by the glorious Pegasus, which is born after a slow gestation in the consciousness. In this book, seekers are given the challenge of awakening their consciousness by observing the world around them, recognizing in it the great mirror of universal intelligence, in which it is recognized that all beings are the projected reflection of their own individual consciousness. Seeing the world in this way unmasks the farce of the illusory self and frees it from Medusa's masks, thus allowing the manifestation of the inner reality of the real being here and now. International School of the Golden Rosicross, Lectorium Rosicrucianum, Jarinu, Brazil, 2020.